Today's daf is Erevin daf Lamed Gimel. We left off on daf Lamed Beis up Med Beis. We're at Amar Rava, about 7-8 lines before the end of the page. In today's daf, we're going to ask two questions on the case of the Eruv that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. We were discussing yesterday if you have an Eruv in a tree that's Lamala Me'asar Tefachim, the Mishnah had said, Ein Eruvo Eruv. But if it's Lamata Me'asar Tefachim, if the Eruv is within 10 tefachim of the ground, then it is a good Eruv. So we're going to begin with two questions on the case of an Eruv that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground and explain why the Eruv would not be accessible to the person who's trying to establish his Makom Shvisa at the base of that tree, what the problem is going to be. Next, we're going to demonstrate how a brisa about an Erev in a tree actually serves as the source of the Machlokas Tanoim, of the Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, in terms of whether Gazur al Shvus Ben Hashmashos, whether we make an Issur de Rabbanan during Ben Hashmashos. Rebbe held that there's no Shvus Ben Hashmashos, and the Rabbanan held that we are Gozer on the Shvus Ben Hashmashos. That's all going to be based on a brisa about an Erev in a tree. And then the daf is going to conclude with two different explanations of Rebbe's opinion that if you have an Erev in a basket that hangs on a tree, that such an Erev is going to be a kosher Erev. What exactly is the metzius of the case that Rebbe is talking about when you have an Erev in a basket that's hanging on a tree? How large is the basket? How large is the tree? What kind of reshus is it? So that's going to be the basic outline of today's daf. Not the easiest daf in Maseches Erevin, so just to prepare you for that. Neither is tomorrow's, by the way. So, okay. I hope I didn't just convince you to sleep late tomorrow, but okay, we'll try our best. Amar Rava. So says the Gemara. Amar Rava lo shanu ela b'ilan ha'omid chutz l'ibur shel ir. Av l'ilan ha'omid b'toch ibur shel ir, afilu malam e'asara hareza eruv, demasa kamanda mal yadamya. So Rava, commenting on what we said yesterday, says that, again, what did we say yesterday? So yesterday we were discussing the case of the eruv in a tree. We said if the tree is above 10 tefachim, the eruv is no good. If it's lower than 10 tefachim, the Mishnah had said that the eruv is good. So the Gemara had tried to figure out where exactly is this tree. So they if it's in Rosh Hashanah, what difference does it make if it's a Malame Asara, Lamatame Asara? The Allah of Rosh Hashanah is that the Rosh Hashanah is Ola Ad LaRakia. Rosh Hashanah continues to go up all the way up to the sky, so it doesn't make a difference if it's Lamalame Asara or Lamatame Asara. So it must be that it's talking about that the tree is in a Rosh HaRabim. So wait a second, where are you trying to be Kona Shvisa? If you're trying to be Kona Shvisa where the Erev is, so Lamala Me'asar Tzvachim, great, so who cares where the tree is, as long as you're together with your Erev, Huve Eruvah B'makob Echad, so it doesn't make a difference, you could be Kona Shvisa there. So no, the case must have been, we said, that you're trying to be Kona Shvisa at the base of the tree, Lamata, which means that you are trying to be Kona Shvisa in the Rosh Hasharabim, and if the Erev is more than 10 Tefachim high off the ground, on a nice wide, 4 Tefach wide tree, then the Erev is in Rosh Hashayach. So now you don't have access to your Erev, and that's the problem of an Erev Lamala Me'asara. It's not about it being Lamala Me'asara, it's about who b'makom echad ve'eruvo b'makom acher. You're in one place, your Erev is in another place, you can't be Konish Visa through an Erev that you're not going to be allowed to access. So frak the Gemara, but wait a second, even if it were lower than Ten Tefachim, isn't there an Issur D'Rabbanan of being Mishtamish B'ilan, that you're anyway using the tree by taking your Erev from the tree? So Gemara said, nah, that we assume like Rebbe, that called Dover Mishum Shvus Lo Gazra Lav Ben Hashmashos, that anything that relates to a Shvus, we're not, anything that's only in Issur D'Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were not Gozer on Ben Hashmashos. So that's the Ukimta, the major Ukimta that we made, that the Mishnah, when it talks about a tree, an Erev in a tree, that more than 10 Tefachim off the ground is bad, less than 10 Tefachim off the ground is good, is talking about a tree that's in a Rosh HaRabim, but you are trying to be Kona Shvisa in the Rosh HaSarabim at the base of the tree, and when the Erev is Lamal Me'asar Tzvachim, it's in a Rosh HaSayachid, and therefore you don't have any access to your Erev, because to take the Erev from the Rosh HaSayachid to the Rosh HaSarabim would be an Issur D'Oraisa, not just an Issur D'Rabbanan of Ishtamshus B'ilan. Parenthetically, we should mention that why is this called Ishtamshus B'ilan? Ishtamshus B'ilan, if I lean on the tree, if I don't know, do something with the tree, but I take something off of a tree, why is that called Hishtamshus? So this may go to the very definition of what we call hishtamshus. It's hishtamshus. When something is on something and you just remove it, is that called that you are using that item? Is removal of something considered to be using the item? There is the Tshuvah Mariel Diskin, I think we mentioned in one of the recent Avyom Yishir when we talk about Tvilas Kalim. I don't know how we got to it then. I'm not, you know, it's a tough connection to make now. But the Mariel Diskin holds that, let's say you get a candy dish that's already filled with candies, and you want to, the halacha is you're not allowed to use a kli even once without tovling. That's one of the great Jewish misconceptions. People think you could use it one time. It's like, you know, you can murder one person, so that's as long as you don't do it twice, then it's all good. So not to equate the two, but I'm saying you can't do any no isser. There are no isurim where you have like a one time heter where you just get one opportunity to do it. So you're not allowed to use a kli one time without toveling. So what do you do with it? You have a candy dish someone gave to you, and you know it's not toveled, so how do you not use it? You have to take this. So one suggestion is, so pour everything out into a different kli and eat from that other kli, and that way you're not using the dish. Meryl Diskin says, no, you could take straight from that kli, because as you're taking from that kli, you're just emptying it out. Just emptying something out is not called using it. If you put something in it, that's using it. But to just remove something, that's not called hishtamshus. Again, a questionable heter and exactly how to apply it, and it's not so posh what the Meryl Diskin meant by that, but that over here we're assuming just removing something from the tree, that's somehow called hishtamshus bi'ilan. So the Rishonim struggled with it a little bit, but that is pretty clear that we're assuming that that's called hishtamshus bi'ilan. But anyway, the whole ukimta that we're making over here, that the tree is standing in a place that's a rishus harabim, but the tree itself, above 10 tefachim off the ground, is a rishus hayachid. So says Rava, Amar Rava loshonu el bi'ilan homed chutz li'ibura shel ir. That's only if the eruv stands outside of ibura shel ir. Ibura shel ir, ibura literally means the pregnant part of the city. That just like a pregnant woman's belly protrudes, so the ibura shel ir is the protrusion of the city. That we assume 70 and 2/3 amos beyond the city is still shayich to the city. When does this concept of ibura shel ir come up? We're going to have it later when we discuss tchumen in great detail. When we discuss tchum Shabbos in greater detail, we're going to discuss Ibura Shalir. How do you measure Tchum Shabbos? Do you measure from the town line? What if the line's not a straight line? So is the Tchum Shabbos going to be a zigzag also? So clearly not. We're going to see that the Tchum Shabbos is always going to be a straight line. In fact, it's going to be a square. We would often think that it should be a circle, right? Because if it's 2,000 amos, so a circle is the only way to make 2,000 amos equidistant from everywhere. But no, Tchum Shabbos is a square. When we decide we first square off the city, and then we square around that 2,000 amos as Tchum Shabbos, which means on the diagonals you get a lot more than 2,000 amos actually when it comes to Tchum Shabbos. But part of the way that we square off the city is we first give Ibura Shel Ir. We first give 70 and 2/3 amos that's still shayich to the city itself. In fact, if you have two cities that are within Ibura Shel Ir of each other, it's going to be machlokas whether that means each one's Ibura Shel Ir overlaps with each other, or which would mean they only have to be within 140 one and a third amos, or that the Ibura Shel Ir that they're mamish within the same Ibura Shel Ir of each other, that they're less than 70 and 2/3 amos apart from each other. But if you have two cities whose Ibura Shel Irs are together, it counts as one city Legabi Tchum Shabbos, and therefore the city on the east side could measure their Tchum to the west 2,000 amos to the west of the city on the west, and the city on the west can measure their 2,000 amos to the east. It's 2,000 amos from the eastern border of the eastern city. So that's the concept of Ibura Shel Ir. So Rava says this whole discussion is when the tree is outside of Ibura Shel Ir. Aval ilan ha'omid bitoch Ibura Shel Ir. But if the tree is inside the Ibura Shel Ir, afilu l'malam me'asara hareza eruv. Then even if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's considered an eruv. Why? What does Ibura Shel Ir have to do with Rishus Yaakov Rishus Av? It's still Rishus Harabim. It's in the Ibura Shel Ir, and the area above Ten Tefachim is still Rishus Yachin. Says the Gemara, Demasa Kaman Demal Yadamya. We view the entire city as if it's filled in, and therefore it's Ki'ilu, it's surrounded with Mechitzos, and it's all one big Rishus Yachin. Says Rashi, Demasa Mitochshi Mukefes Yishuv Mechitzos Ve'inu Megula Chazinala Kaman Demal Afra. we view the whole place as if it's filled in with dirt. And therefore it says, if you were intended to be Kodesh Visa above 10 Tfachim, here's a very key point in Rashi. Va'afgav de'ibay le'mishkalei lo matzi shakil ta'ilan rishos hayachid v'tachtav rishos rabim. We're not saying that the whole area is really a rishos hayachid. It's not. It's a rishos rabim. Even if you wanted to take the area from the tree and bring it to the place you're being kodesh visa, you're not permitted to do that. That's still moving something from rishos hayachid to rishos rabim. Chazinon le'makom shvisaso ki ilu hu gavoa le'mahave kilu neskavin lishvos le'malavichin ale ha'eruv. What we're doing over here is we're saying that we view the place where you're trying to be Kona Shvisa on the ground as if it's 10 Tfachim elevated from the ground. We view the for the sake of being Kona Shvisa, for the sake of making an Eruv, we view the ground as if it's elevated 10 Tfachim, and therefore you and your Eruv are in the same place. Practically, nothing doing. You can't actually take the Eruv. But even though you practically can't take the Eruv, we halachically view it as if you're in the same place as your Eruv. Sounds like who b'makom echad ve'eruva b'makom acher is not a practical consideration. It's not that, come on, how can you be kodesh visa with this food? You're not going to be allowed to eat this food on Shabbos. Sounds like that's not the issue. The issue is that there's a din in makom that you want to be kodesh visa, you have to be kodesh with this food. It has to be halachically defined as being in your makom. And if it, as long as we can halachically define it as being within your makom, whether you can ever access it or not is irrelevant to us. So once we halachically define it as your makom, that's good enough. So frankly, Gemara ihachi chutz liyibur shalir nami. Well, if that's the case, then we should say even outside of the yibur shalir, it should be okay. Kivan damar Rava nosne ruvo yeshlo arba amos havila rishus yachid rishus yachid olad la rikia. Once, since Rava says that when someone sets up an eruv, he gets the four amos surrounding that area, so therefore the entire place should be considered a rishus yachid, and rishus yachid is olad la rikia. Again, it's not really a rishus yachid legabe taking something, but it should be viewed as one makom, and the rishus yachid goes all the way out the rakia. So the entire four amah vicinity of the eruv, it should all be considered one rishus. So huve eruva b'makom echad, you're in the same place as your eruv is, because you're within a four amah vicinity of where your eruv is, and that's all you need to be. So ravisa breder mishashi ahachabilan nota chutz la'arba amos askinan. Now over here we're talking about a tree whose branches extend beyond four amos, v'niskavin lishvos b'ikaro. So you want to be kodesh visa at the base of the tree. The eruv is more than four amos away from you on a branch of the tree. So that's where that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Our Mishnah says, so we just made a lot of akimtas in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah sounds it so simple. You put the eruv in a tree, if it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's no good. Okay? But no, we just made a whole bunch of, first of all, the tree has to be standing in a place that's a rishos rabin. Second of all, the tree itself has to be rishos hayachid, right? It's got to be four tefachim wide, 10 tefachim high. Third, it's got to be outside of the ibura shel ir. It has to be more than 70 2/3 amos away from the city. Fourth, the tree, the eruv has to be on a spot on the tree that's more than four amos away from the base of the tree. So it's got to have these long branches that are more than four amos, and the eruv has to be placed on a spot on the tree that's more than four amos away from the base of the tree. So umay lamalo, umay lamata. So frak the gemara. Wait a second. Then what does lamalo lamata mean? Why does the Mishnah describe the eruv as being above or below 10 tefachim when it's simply resting on a branch? So the discussion should be whether the branch is above or below 10 tefachim. So why is the emphasis on the eruv being above or below 10 tefachim? It's the eruv is subject to the branch that it's on, because remember, we're not saying that it's sitting on the trunk of a tree. It's sitting on a branch that's extending out more than four amos away from the trunk of the tree. So why don't we just talk about the branch? So says the Gemara, dahadar zakif, that the situation is that the branch does extend more than four amos away, but the branch we're speaking about bends and has some portions that are above 10 tefachim, some portions that are below 10 tefachim. So we can't talk about whether the branch is above or below 10 tefachim. It's both. It's above 10 tefachim, it's below 10 tefachim. It goes up and down. So what do we have to talk about? Where is the eruv? Is the eruv above 10 tefachim or is the eruv below 10 tefachim? So frak the gemara, vayibayu maisila derech alav, but can't the person just climb the tree, take his Eruv from the Rishus HaYachid that it is currently in, and bring it over the branch to a place on the tree that's above the place of the base of the tree where you're trying to be Kona Shvisa. Meaning, there's a way to access your Eruv without moving it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus Rabbim. What do we assume the whole problem is over here? Since the Eruv is more than 4 amos away from you, and it's in a place that's a Rishus HaYachid, and you're trying to be Kona Shvisa in a Rishus HaRabbim, you're never going to have access to your Eruv. Your Eruv is Makom Echad, who be Makom Acher? So we assume, the assumption, I should have made it more clear before. I said, when I said before that it's not only an issue of whether your Eruv is in the same halachically defined Rishus as you, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, because apparently even when the Eruv is in a Rishus HaYachid and you're in a Rishus HaRabim, if some way halachically we can call that Makom Echad, and even though practically you're not able to actually get the Eruv, still that's going to be good enough. As long as halachically we can say Kaman D'mal Yadamya, 4 Amos, somehow it's called Makom Echad, you don't need to actually be able to take the Eruv. But if your Eruv is in a clearly separate Rishus from you, and you are able to take the Eruv, you are able to access the Eruv, then that's for sure considered Makom Echad. So you only need one or the other in order for it to be considered that your Eruv is in the same place as you. Either you need to be able to access your Eruv, or the Eruv needs to be halachically considered b'makom echad with you. So what the Gemara is suggesting now is, granted, the Eruv is not in the same makom as you. You're in the Rishus HaRabim on the bottom of the tree. The Eruv is in Rishus HaYachid 4 amos away on a branch of the tree. But you still might be able to access the Eruv. How could you access the Eruv? How are you going to bring it from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim? Very simple. The branch of the tree itself that extends from the tree is a karmelis. So if you take it from the Rishus HaYachid over the branch of the tree, so you're taking it from Rishus HaYachid to a karmelis, then you take it from the karmelis to the Rishus HaRabim. On a daraisa level, you did nothing wrong. On a daraisa level, the only issue is take from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. A karmelis on a daraisa level is a makom patur. So you're allowed to take from Rishus HaYachid to a karmelis and from a karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim. And remember, we're working within the idea that anything that's only derabanan is not going to bother us, because the whole concept of Erev is during Ben Hashmashos, and Ben Hashmashos when you need to be Kodesh Visa, and we're not going to any derabanans during Ben Hashmashos. So the Gemara is asking, why can't the person just climb the tree, take his Eruv from the Rishus HaYachid that it's currently in, bring it over the branch to a place on the tree that's above the place at the base of the tree where you're Kona Shvisa, and that way you could access the Eruv without transferring it from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. I mean, even if you don't bring it all the way to the Rishus HaRabim, just leave it on a branch that's within 4 amos of where your Rishus HaRabim is. So just bring it to a place where it's going to be in the same place that you're being Kona Shvisa, where it's halachically the same place. So the Gemara answers that no, even the tree is still going to be, even the branches of the tree are still going to be considered a Rishus Rabbim. Kisha Rabbim Makasvin Alav Ukadu Ula Damrula Amutisha Rishus Rabbim Rabbim Makasvin Alav Zark Benachal Gabav Chayiv. Many people are walking by, adjust their packages on the lower part of the branch, and that makes the branch into Rishus Rabbim. So the only way to access the Eruv would be for the man to bring it from a Rishus HaYachid through a Rishus Rabbim. Meaning, if you consider the entire branch to be a Rishus HaRabim, so then you're gonna have problems, because right now it's in a Rishus HaYachid. Bringing it onto a closer area of the branch to where you are is itself going to be bringing it into a Rishus HaRabim. It's not going to be bringing it into a Karmelis, because as long as it's a part of the branch where people who are walking by would use that part of the branch to adjust their packages, so that's going to be considered a Rishus HaRabim in its own right. Good, so that's why it's that Eitzah would not suffice, and that's what the Mishnah was talking about, that if it's the Malam Eyasar Tvachim, it's not a good Eruv, because it's, so now that we made another Ukimta the Mishnah, how many really, I think it's the fifth Ukimta, right, it has to be talking about where the branch is Rabbi Makasvin Alav, where the branch within 4 Amos of where you're trying to be Kona Shvisa, the branch itself has a din of a full-fledged Rishus HaRabim, because a lot of people use it, a lot of people rest their packages on it. Okay, says the Gemara, my Rebbe, my Rabbanon. So the Gemara, this conversation goes into tomorrow's daf already. This question, my Rebbe, my Rabbanon, because the Gemara is just asking, Sounds like a simple question. We had a machlok Rabbi and the Rabbanim whether we're gozer on Isum Rabbanim during Ben Hashmashos. Rabbi says, we don't worry about, they were never gozer on Shavuos Ben Hashmashos. Rabbanim say, yes, they were. They were gozer on Shavuos Ben Hashmashos. So the Gemara says, my Rabbi, my Rabbanim, what's the source? Where do we find that they have this machlokas? What's the source for each opinion? Whether the Chum intended to, their gzeros to apply during Ben Hashmashos or not. So we're going to have a brisa. The brisa has two halachas. The first halacha sounds exactly like our Mishnah. The second halacha doesn't. So we're going to the second halacha is a new halacha. So then we're going to spend the whole rest of the daf trying to figure out that brisa, just discussing that brisa. So my Rebbe, my Rabbanim. The Tanya, we have a brisa as follows. Nasnu bi'ilon lemalame asar tfachim in eruv o'eruv. You put your eruv in a tree, more than 10 tfachim mahayu off the ground. That is an invalid eruv. That's exactly what our Mishnah said. Lematame asar tfachim eruv o'eruv. If it's within 10 tfachim of the ground, so then the eruv is a good eruv. By the way, va'asulitva, you're not allowed to actually take it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're being mishtamish bi'ilan if you take it. Our Mishnah didn't mention that, but we mentioned it already in the Gemara, that you're allowed to take a benesh, maybe you're allowed to take a benesh mashos, but you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos because it's being mishtamish bi'ilan, but it's at least a valid eruv. B'tok shlosha mutalitlo. The Brice actually adds in, before we get to the second halacha, adds in this parenthetical point, which we're not going to get into. It's a straightforward halacha, that if the Erev is not only within 10 tfachim of the ground, but within 3 tfachim of the ground, then it's not even a problem being mishtamish b'ilan. That's a separate halacha in the din of mishtamish b'ilan. It's an issue of being mishtamish b'ilan when you take something off a tree that's elevated more than 3 tfachim off the ground. When it's within 3 tfachim off the ground, it's not called that you're being mishtamish b'ilan, because that's just considered part of the ground. If you have roots of a tree that protrude up less than 3 tfachim off the ground, that's not considered a tree. That's just considered straight ground. That's what Rashi points out, Mutal Litlo B'Shabbos to call the Matami Shlosha Afilu B'Ilan Lo Gozra Lav Davi Ka'ara Smichta. Even if it's a tree, with the Rabbanim were never Gozra, that's called a tree. It's more like the ground. V'Achinamitam Perik Basra Yishroshim Gavon Min Aretz Gimel Lo Yeshiv Aleim. If the roots are three tefachim off the ground, are less than 3 tefachim off the ground, then, or I'm sorry, if they're more than 3 tefachim off the ground, you're not allowed to sit on them. I remember as a kid in camp, I was sitting on a Shabbos day. I was sitting by a tree. I was sitting on the roots of a tree, I guess, and one of the rebbeim in camp came by and said, "Did you measure if it's 3 tefachim?" No idea what he was talking about. I think I just understood it now. So, did you measure if it's 3 tefachim? So, what was he talking about? Because if it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, then it's a shtamshus b'ilan. If it's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's not a shtamshus b'ilan. So, good. So, says the Gemara, nasim b'kalkat. So, that was halacha number 1 of the Braisa. No chiddush. It was exactly what our Mishnah said. That if it's l'malam me'asar tefachim, it's no good eruv. L'matam me'asar, it is a good eruv. And add in all our 5 ukimtas. It's outside of the ibur shali, and it's in Rosh Hasharabim, and the tree itself is a Rosh Hasayachid, and it's the long branch that's more than Dalet Amos away from where the Erev is, more than Dalet Amos away from the base, and it's Rabim Makasvanala and the rest of the branch. Good, so that's the Brice is just saying the same as the mission. Now we have a new halacha. Nasum b'kalkala v'talo b'ilan. If you put it in a basket, you put the Erev in a basket and you hang the basket on a tree, afilu malame asar tfachim eruvo Erev divi Rebbe. Even if it's more than 10 tfachim off the ground, the Erev is a valid Erev. That's Rebbe's Shita. It's going to be considered a valid Erev even more than 10 tfachim off the ground. Ooh, so this is something new. We said before, up until now, we've been saying more than 10 tfachim off the ground, bad, not a good Erev. All of a sudden, you put it in a basket and magic, it becomes a good Erev. I mean, what was the whole problem when it was a Malam Yasar Tfachim? It's Hub Makam Echar, Eruv Hub Makam Echar. Your Erev is in Rosh Hashanah, and you're in Rosh Hashanah. And when you put it in a basket, all of a sudden it's not in Rosh Hashanah. What is going on over here? But all of this is Rebbe. So Rebbe said 2 halachas. Halacha number 1, the same as what the Mishnah said. And halacha number 2, he introduced the concept of a basket making life better for us somehow. So it says the Gemara, it says the Braisa to finish off, V'chachamim omrim, kol makom sha'asu litlo, ein eruvo eruv. Come say any place that you're not allowed to take it from, the Erev is not a valid Erev. So what in the world are the Chum talking about? Are they arguing on Rebbe's first case of a tree, of putting it on a tree, l'malam e'asara? Or are they arguing on Rebbe's second case of putting it in a basket, l'malam e'asara? V'chum ahaya, which case are the Chum arguing about? If you say that the Chamer arguing on the Seifa, and the Chamer are saying that we don't like this idea that if you put it in a basket that it's going to be okay, because if you can't take it from the basket, it's no good. So who says you can't take it from the basket? I mean, apparently what the Rabbanan are saying, and let me make this point clear, because we're going to move away from this point, and this is why we brought it in the first place. We brought this price in to show that Rebbe holds that we're not gozer on Shvus ben Hashmashos, and the Rabbanan holds we are gozer on a Shvus on Nisaj Rabbanan ben Hashmashos. We've already shown that. How have we already shown that? Because Rebbe holds that I know you're not allowed to be mishtamish bi'ilan, and therefore any eruv that's in a tree is going to be problematic. I know that that's an issue, but the eruv only has to take effect ben hashmashos, and ben hashmashos, I'm not worried about being mishtamish bi'ilan because it's only nisid rabbanan. The rabbanan say, no, if you're not going to be allowed to take the eruv, it's no good. And guess what? You're not allowed to take the eruv even during ben hashmashos, because ben hashmashos is nisid rabbanan, and we are gozer shvus during Ben HaShemashos. We are going to assume the Rabbanan during Ben HaShemashos. So the Gemara says, if the Rabbanan are arguing on the case of the Sefer with the basket, that would mean the Rabbanan are saying that the Isser of being Mishtamish B'ilan is even when you remove something, not just from a tree, but from a basket that's connected to a tree. One step removed. That's also called the Shtamshus B'ilan. That was a sugi at the end of Masechta Shabbos. We had a sugi in Masechta Shabbos called Tzidei, Tzadin, whether Tzadin are going to be Aser, or Tzadin are going to be Mutter, and this price never came up as a Raya, one way or the other, whether Tzadin are Aser, Tzadin are Mutter. But if the Rabbanan are making a statement over here that the Erev in a basket is no good, because to remove that Erev from the basket is going to be the violation of Shtamshus B'ilan, then the Rabbanan are making a clear statement that studin are usher, that even using the studim of a tree are going to be usher. So lemak sav rabbanan studin asurin. Are the rabbanan making such a major statement that studin are usher? So it can't be that the rabbanan are talking on the seifa ella aresha. Rather, you have to say the rabbanan are arguing on the resha, meaning where Rebbe said that if you put it on a tree underneath 10 tefachim, that it's fine. As long as it's lower than 10 tefachim, it's fine. It's just that you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos, but it's still Kona Shvisa for you, because Ben HaShemashos, it's only in Nisad Rabbanan during Ben HaShemashos, and that's okay. So the Rabbanan are saying, no, if you're not going to be allowed to take it on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take it Ben HaShemashos either, and therefore it is an invalid Eruv. An Eruv even lower than 10 tefachim, even though you're in the same Rishus, Huve Ruvo are both in Rishus or Rabbim, but the Eruv even lower than 10 tefachim is a pasul eruv, because if you're not allowed to take from it in Shabbos, it's not going to be a valid eruv. So says Gemara, Ha'ilan Hechidami. What's the case of this tree? So either less by arba makom p'turhu. So if the tree is less by arba, the tree has less than 4 tefachim wide, so then the whole tree is a makom p'tur. Then it shouldn't be a problem. Meaning there should be because anything less than 4 tefachim wide doesn't take on its own status of a rishus, so it's not a rishus rabim, it's not a rishus yachid, it's batel to whatever it's in, and therefore if it's in a rishus rabim and it's on an area that's less than 4 tefachim wide, so it's just part of the rishus rabim, so you're allowed to carry from the rishus rabim to it. So that's if the tree is less than 4 tefachim wide, then we can never even have this discussion of hu b'makom echad ve'ruvo b'makom acher. It's totally fine to access your eruv. V'i de'is be'arba'a. And if the Bryce is talking about a tree that's 4 tefachim wide, kinasam bekalkala mayhavi. Why does it help to put it in a basket? What do we say? That the problem is that if you're trying to be Kornish Vis in Rosh Hashanah and your Erev is in Rosh Hashanah, you got an issue. You can't access your Erev. That's a big problem for you, right? So if the tree that we're talking about is a Rosh Hashanah, it's 4 tefachim wide, and therefore it's a Rosh Hashanah. So that's why if you put the Erev in the tree more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's bad because it's in Rosh Hashanah and you're in Rosh Hashanah. Why is putting it in a basket more than 10 tefachim off the ground any better? It's still in a rishus yachid. How in the world are you going to access something that's in a rishus yachid? So the Gemara is going to give two solutions to this problem. Solution number one is Amar Ravina over here, two lines from the bottom of Amar Al. Solution number two is Rabbi Yirmiya Amar, five lines from the bottom, six lines from the bottom of Amud Beis. That's going to be the format of the Gemara. Two solutions to this problem. Solution number one says Ravina, Amar Ravina, Resha de Isbe Arba'a, Seifa, the last bear ba'av v'kalkala mashlim asal arba. He says, who says that the whole Brisa is talking about one type of tree? Maybe the tree that we talked about in the case of the Reisha, which was just the standard case of putting the Erev in a tree, that was a Rishus Yachid. That was a four tefach wide tree. That's what our Mishnah was talking about. That's what the first case of the Brisa is talking about. That doesn't need any further explanation. That's what that we already explained when we explained our Mishnah. But the Sefer, when it introduced the basket, was also changing the case of the tree. The tree is no longer a four tefach wide tree. You now have a basket sitting on a branch of a tree where the combination between, where the tree itself is not four tefachim wide, the basket itself is not four tefachim wide, but the tree and the basket together equal four tefachim. When you put them side by side, together they equal four tefachim. And that alone is going to be enough for it to be considered a Rishus Yachid, that the Eruv that's put in that basket is in a Rishus Yachid. Why? How's that in a Rishus Yachid? It's not on top of an area that's four tefachim wide. It's in a basket that's less than four tefachim wide that happens to be next to a tree, which is another area that's less than four tefachim wide. Just because the 2 plus 2 equals 4, the 2 tefachim of the tree and the 2 tefachim of the basket equals 4, how does that make the food in the basket to be considered on an area that's 4 tefachim wide? Well, V'Rebbe, Savar L'Krab Meir, V'Savar L'Krab Yehuda. Savar L'Krab Meir, Damar Chokken L'Hashlim, he holds L'Krab Meir that says that if an area could be hollowed out and then meet the minimum requirement of whatever shear we're looking for, so then we view it as if it's hollowed out. Let's say the tree were not just a solid piece of trunk, but it were actually hollowed out to be even with the basket. Well, then the basket and the tree would be combined, would be four tefachim. So we view the trunk of the tree as if it were hollowed out. It's sitting right next to a basket that's two tefachim wide. The hollowed out trunk of the tree would be an additional two tefachim. You'd have four tefachim between the two of them. And therefore, this Erev is sitting on a place that's considered to be four tefachim wide. Where do we normally say the halacha of Chokken L'Hashlim? That's a sugya in Hilchas Mezuzah. When we talk about mezuzah, so if you have an arched doorway, so the halacha is that in order for a doorway to be considered a doorway, it needs to be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. Someone was mentioning the other day that they were surprised when they were thinking about the concept of 10 tefachim. It's not very big. 10 tefachim is really a very small location. A lot of times you look at something and you will think that it's not a doorway, and it might be a doorway, like that one in the back of the, right? That's 10 tefachim high. That's a doorway, even though you don't think of it as a door, because people don't go in there without crawling. You have to crawl in there. But if it's 10 tefachim high, it would still have the status of a doorway. So that's the issue of chokik and lahashlim or not. So chokik and lahashlim, if you have an arched doorway, let's say when it gets to 10 tefachim of height, it's no longer 4 tefachim wide. It started out 4 tefachim wide, but since it's arched, by the time it gets to 10 tefachim of height, it's less than 4 tefachim wide. So chokik and lahashlim would say, square it out. View it as if it were squared out. And if it were squared out, would it be four tefachim wide? Well, that's good enough. Then it's still chayiv in mezuzah. So over here also, chokken lashon, you take the solid trunk of the tree, view it as if it were hollowed out, so the basket and the tree together equal four tefachim. So that's one assumption that Rebbe's making. And he's assuming like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that you need an Erev to be on a place that's four tefachim, and you don't have it. So my Rabbi Yehuda, what's that statement of Rabbi Yehuda that we're referring to? Titania Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Na'atz Korah B'Rishus HaRabim. Let's say you stick a beam in a Rishus HaRabim, V'niach Eruvo Aleha, and you put your Eruv on it. Gavoa Yud V'Rach V'Dalit, Eruvo Eruv. If the beam itself is 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, it's a good Eruv. V'imlav Ein Eruvo Eruv. If it's not 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide, so then it's not a good Eruv. So says Gemara, what do you mean? Adrabah, huve ruv makom echad. What do you mean? If it's not, it should be the opposite, because you just need you and your Erev to be b'makom echad. So if you in a Rishus Rabim have created a Rishus HaYachid and put the Erev on that, then you're not in the same makom as your Erev. That should be problematic. If you have not created Rishus HaYachid, it's less than four tefachim wide, and you put the Erev on it, that should be fine, because then it's huve ruv makom echad. What he's saying is as follows, that if it's 10 tefachim high, the top has to be 4 tefachim wide. Ein gavoa asara, Ein sarach shei barosh arba'a. If it's not 10 tefachim high, so then it doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be 4 tefachim wide, because as Rashi points out, afilu pachus midalid eruvo eruv the kolamatei mesar command the mancha arahi. He's assuming anything that's the eruv has to be on a makom. It has to be on a chashava makom. It's only considered on a chashava makom if it's on a place that's 4 tefachim wide. So if it's more than 10 tefachim elevated from the ground, it's only going to be a chashava makom if it's 4 tefachim wide. If it's less than 10 tefachim from the ground, it's as if it's on the ground anyway. So it doesn't need to be on a pole that's 4 tefachim wide, because the ground is 4 tefachim wide, so we view it as if it's on the ground. So, Geman, the look, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This is against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, not Kana Bereshus Harabim, Vinyach Bereshus Traskal. If you stick a pole into Rosh Hashanah and you put a basket on top of that pole, Vizorak V'nachal Gabav, Chayiv, and you throw something and it lands on that basket, then you're going to be chayiv. So apparently, it's considered to be a makom chashuv in its own right. So I feel it's considered to be a real rishus yachid. So says Gemara, I feel the tema Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hasam hadran mechitzta hacha lo hadran mechitzta. We could even say that it's going like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That we could even say Ravina agrees with Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. But in our case, we would need to use both the concept of chokin lahashlim to make the area 4 tefachim wide, and the concept of good achis to extend the 4 tefach area downward. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would not combine both concepts and use them together. So again, let's review what just happened. We said that the Gemara had raised the question that the Braisa had said that if you put the Eruv in a basket and the basket is more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's a perfectly good Eruv. Even though if you were to put it in a tree directly more than 10 tefachim off the ground, it's a bad Eruv. In a basket, it's a good Eruv. So the question is, why? What's if the tree is a Rishus HaYachid, so it shouldn't matter. Putting it in a basket shouldn't help. If the tree is 4 tefachim wide, a basket won't help. If the tree is less than 4 tefachim wide, so then what's the problem in the first place? Right, and then of course it would be a good Eruv. So Ravina explains that Rebbe's talking about a case where the basket and the tree are each less than 4 tefachim in their own right, but they combine to equal 4 tefachim. So if the tree alone were 4 tefachim wide, you're right, it would be Rosh Hashanah, the Eruv would obviously be possible, because you can't access it from the Rosh Hashanah, where you're Kona Shvisa. Rebbe holds like Rebbe Meir, who says Chokik in Lahashlim, that we view a solid structure as if it were carved out, so that makes it that the basket is ki'ilu, it's 4 tefachim wide. And he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that the Erev has to be on a place that's at least 4 tefachim wide, because the Erev always has to be on a makam chashuv, it always needs to be on a substantial place. So then the Gemara said, but keman delok Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. When Ravina explained that the Braisa is speaking about a case where the area that the Erev rests on is 4 tefachim wide, and therefore you're allowed to have the Erev on it, but it's not a Rosh Hashanah, that's against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds that any area that's elevated 10 tefachim off the ground, that's 4 tefachim wide, is automatically a Rosh Hashanah. How does it automatically Rosh Hashanah? Where are the mechitzos? Good achas mechitzta. The walls of the basket are viewed to be to extend, to continue straight down. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would say that anything that's 4 tefachim wide, that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, is automatically Rosh Hashanah based on good achas. Ravina is saying, no, this is a good Erev. Don't worry. It's not in Rosh Hashanah because the tree is not 4 tefachim wide, but it's on a makam chashuv because it's a chokik in the hashlim. We view the tree as if it's hollowed out. But don't worry, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. We don't view the tree as if it's hollowed out to make it a Rosh Hashanah. Well, why not? If it's hollowed out, it's 4 tefachim, then we should say good achas and make it a Rosh Hashanah. So he said, no, feel the time Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. We would say good achas normally, but you're not going to combine chok and lahashim and then good achas. If the basket itself were 4 tefachim wide, yeah, you'd have a problem. Then the Erev is in a Rosh Hashanah, and you would not be allowed to access the Erev. But the basket itself is not 4 tefachim wide. It only becomes 4 tefachim when we add the solid tree, when we're chokik and lahashim. You can't, after being chokik lahashim, then take another imaginary mechitza and make them, meaning after we use our imagination once by being chok in lashlim, we're not allowed to use our imagination again and say good achas mechitza and view the mechitzos as if they continue straight down. That was all Ravina's answer to the question. What's the case of the basket? Why is it all of a sudden okay that you have your Erev in a basket even though it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground in a tree? Rabbi Yirmiyah has a second answer. We'll at least get started with Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah amar shiny kalkala hol v'yachol intosu lehavia l'toch hasara. Rabbi Yirmiyah suggests that the tree itself is 4 tefachim wide, and it is a Rishul Sayachid. Aye, so when you put an Erev directly in that tree, that's no good, because the tree's in Rishul Sayachid, you're in Rishul Rabin. When you put it in a basket, why does it help? It's sitting in a Rishus HaYachid. So he says the Erev would still be valid because you have a way of transferring it from the Rishus HaYachid that it's in right now to the Rishus HaRabim that you're trying to be Kona Shvisa without violating any Yisur Midar Raisa. Because you could tilt the basket to within 10 tefachim of the ground, and when you tilt the basket to within 10 tefachim of the ground, it's in a karmelis. The basket itself becomes a karmelis, because the basket itself has walls, has its own rishos, so it's a karmelis when you tilt it within 10 tefachim of the ground, and once the basket itself is in a karmelis, then you could remove the eruv from the basket to take from the karmelis to rishos rabim. So since there's a way to work around it, when the eruv is directly in the tree, the only way to take the eruv is picking the eruv up off of the rishos HaYachid tree and taking it to you in the rishos rabim where you're trying to be Kona Shvisa. What the basket does is the basket gives you the flexibility to take it from a rishos HaYachid, turn it into a karmelis, and then go from karmelis to rishos rabim. And that's why you're able to be Kona Shvisa with an eruv. That's the malamei asara that's in a basket. We'll continue with Rabbi Yirmiyah Be'ez Hashem tomorrow.